It was a mixed Friday of results for the two Lakers hockey teams. Entering the weekend on a 3-0-2 run, the Nipissing Lakers varsity women's team was looking to lock up their playoff position with 8 games left on the schedule. The Lakers hosted the Guelph Griffins Friday night at Memorial Gardens, looking for the season sweep of the Griffins. The Griffins used a strong second half of the game to dump the Lakers and come away with a 6-3 win over Nipissing. The Lakers struck first and potted the only goal of the first period. Veteran defender Madison Lauberg found the back of the net for the third time this season, scoring around the 7-minute mark. The goal came unassisted and have Nipissing a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes, as they also led in the shot department, 11-9. The second period saw a combined 4 goals, with the Griffins striking for 3 of those goals. Guelph tied the game just 15 seconds into the second before the teams traded shorthanded tallies. Ashley Tashik buried her 5th of the near the midway mark of the period, with local product Madison Desmarais grabbing an assist. The Griffins stormed back, scoring twice in just over 2 minutes late in the period to take the lead. After 40 minutes, the Griffins led the Lakers 3-2, with the shots reading 23 apiece. Another 4-goal period saw Guelph take over the game as they scored 3 more goals in the third, while the Lakers managed just a single. The Griffins went up 4-2 early on before Lauberg scored her 2nd of the game to get things back within 1, as the Lakers trailed 4-3. 2 late goals, in the final 2 minutes, sealed the victory for the Griffins as they escaped North Bay with a win and 3 points. Chantel Sandquist was in net for Nipissing, finishing with 27 saves, while the Lakers had 29 shots of their own. Next up, the Lakers hit the ice Saturday afternoon to battle the Brock Badgers. Game time is 4:30 p.m. at Memorial Gardens. Lakers men surprise Redbirds. The Nipissing Lakers men's hockey team has been snake-bitten when it comes to close games most of this year. But that looks like it's starting to sway the Lakers' way. The Lakers entered Friday's contest against the McGill Red Bids having been involved in more than 10 one-goal games, but haven't been able to come away with as many victories as they had hoped for. They got the effort they wanted and the result they wanted to begin the weekend, doubling up on the Redbirds 4-2. There was just 1 goal to report through the opening 20 minutes as the Redbirds jumped out to a 1-0 thanks to an early tally. McGill led through the halfway mark of the game, holding the Lakers to 18 shots through just over 30 minutes of play. It took almost 2 full periods, but late in the second, former Trapper and Voodoo Peyton Vesio found the back of the net for his 3rd of the season to tie things up, 1-1. Alex Dominique and Elias Liefers drew the assists on the tying goal. Shots still favor McGill after 40 minutes, as they led in that category, 32-22. Nipissing had a huge third period, scoring 3 times to grab control of the game and the lead. Former battalion forward Harrison Canes tied things up before the midway point, scoring on the power play, assisted by Vesio and Alexander Degagne. Devin Maia scored the eventual winner 6 minutes later, set up by Jacob Collins. And late, with less than 2 minutes to play, Canes buried his 2nd of the game to put the game out of reach and give the Lakers the victory. Vesio earned his 2nd assist and 3rd point, setting up Canes. Michael Herringer was between the pipes for the Lakers and finished with 46 saves, while Nipissing fired 34 shots at the Redbirds' net. The same 2 teams are on the ice Saturday afternoon, as they hit the ice at 2 p.m. today at Memorial Gardens.